Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good early morning, grace and peace to you. Listen, I am excited. It is live here on Blog Talk Radio, Favor Factor Radio. I'm telling you, what God is going to do tonight cannot be explained, only experienced. You are listening to your host, your boy, your prophet, Prophet Charles Briggs, and I am delighted that you have decided to join me and all of us tonight as we come together on this third prayer watch hour to bombard heaven and to let the devil know you will not win. We got the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So guess what I want you to do? I want you to prepare yourselves as we are getting ready for worship, as we're getting ready for praise, as we are getting ready to go another realm higher, as we're getting ready to go another realm higher. God is going to do something supernatural. He's going to do something that's going to bless your life. We have a very special testimony on tonight. Amen. And I want you to get ready to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to worship. We're going to cry. We're going to do it all over again like we did last night. I have a very special guest with me that's all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. Amen. We're going to introduce her in a minute. But right now, let's prepare for what God is about to do in your life.
Let him hear me. That's the life.
Oh,
prophetic and apostolic history tonight. We are coming full circle. How many of you know we used to be ashamed of the way we worship God? But here we are in the Mabee Center, on the campus of the Oral Roberts University. Black and white and red and yellow and brown and worshiping God in the beauty of holiness. Baptist and Methodist and Church of God in Christ and Assembly of God and some of them from Presbyterian backgrounds and Episcopalian backgrounds. And how many of you know God is doing a new thing? Look at somebody and say, I wouldn't miss this for nothing. Let the bishop preach, and we're going to do a little bit of this tomorrow night. But I tell you what, Dorinda Clark is here, and she has a song titled, I'm On My Way to Heaven. Maddie Moss Clark was one of the greatest leaders in the era of praise and worship and music of this century, particularly within the Church of God in Christ. She slipped away to be with the Lord. It was less than a year ago, or right around a year ago. These girls, I've known them most of my life and known them all.
Well, let me tell you something. The excitement that is in my spirit, what God is about to do and what he has already done, no word can describe. All we know is that we serve a God that is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Honey, I don't know about you, but I know for a fact that if you try Jesus, he will make everything all right. Why am I so happy tonight? Because God has done it again. Glory to God. I would like to stand and give honor to God who was first in my life. Come on through. Let me testify for just a second. I praise God tonight for all that he is, for all that he has been to me. It has been different each night, and tonight I feel like testifying. It was just on Wednesday, praise God, that we received news concerning my aunt, my mother's sister, who was taken to the hospital, and she was rushed to the hospital, and at that particular time, she was not responding, didn't really know what was going on, but about this morning at about 6 o'clock, about a little before 6 o'clock, my phone began to ring. I'm about to run already. My phone began to ring, and anybody know when the phone rings that early, you think you automatically start thinking the worst of things, and I did. And so we had some bad news. My mother was calling. She was crying. She was very emotional, and she was saying that my aunt had been put in ICU, and not only that, but she had pneumonia and meningitis, and she was not responding. And at that particular time, it just became a shock. You know, it became a major shock. I went down to check on my family today, and as I left my mother, it was around 2:45, 3 o'clock. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, good God, and I feel like literally running right now. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and the Spirit of the Lord said to me, he said, I need you to sow for your aunt's healing. And it was clear as day. I got on Periscope. I began to tell the people what the Lord began to say concerning seed. And I began to tell the people what the Lord, let me tell y'all something. If you don't believe, then don't seed. This was not a seed that the Lord said to sow into me. He was saying, he said, I need you to sow for your aunt's healing. He said, and the Spirit of the Lord told me in less than 24 hours, I said it on the Periscope. The Spirit of the Lord said, in less than 24 hours, I'm going to turn the situation around. Let me tell you something. I immediately obeyed the Lord. I even told the people on Periscope, I said, I challenge you right now. I don't know what situation seems to be in ICU for you right now. Somebody ought to catch it and run. I don't know, and I'm saying this to somebody else tonight. I don't know what situation that has you in ICU. God, my soul. I don't know what situation has you you. Ikando Rebecca Shata has you, and I see you right now. But I'm telling you that the seed, the next seed that you sow, is going to pull you out and it's going to unplug you from every machine that thought it was giving you life. God is the creator of life. God is the only one that can give and take. And if it's not your time, it's not your time. If it's not your time, if your marriage is not up, guess what? It's not time for your marriage to be up. If it's not time for your son, your daughter to die, guess what? This seed is going to save their life. The Lord said, sow the seed. That was at almost 3 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, my phone began to ring, and I am not telling a story. I got on Periscope, and I was weeping. My mother was on Periscope with me tonight. This ain't no play toy. This ain't no play thing. You ain't got to believe in me. I'm just asking you to believe in the God in me. And my mother called, and she said, I got a praise report, and she was literally going in. She said, supernaturally, your aunt has woke up, and they get ready to get her up. They're going to get her up tomorrow and start walking her. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying right now. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. In less than 4 hours, when the Lord spoke in less than 24 hours, he did it in less than 4 hours. The person that was in ICU, the person that was unresponsive, the person who had pneumonia and meningitis, that person began to get up and began to talk. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? A seed saved a life. Many people don't understand the power of a seed. Oh, my God, I could not wait to get to this particular hour to let the devil know that what he tried did not work. I understand that this is the third watch. I understand that this is the time when the enemy starts doing all of his incantations and when witchcraft starts to do whatever it wants to do, but we serve a power that is higher than that power, and I'm telling you that I am super excited. What am I doing? I'm giving you another opportunity. Just like I told them earlier, I'm giving you another opportunity to sow that seed of life. Somebody is about to die. Somebody literally feels like it's over for you. After that, that ain't even all the testimony. I didn't even tell it because things started happening after the Periscope. I received two. Listen, y'all got to hear this. I received two emails, both through the church email, both through my ministry email. I have two other administrators that can see that email. Two other emails that said, I caught the tail end of your Periscope. I want to put the check in the mail on tomorrow. I must sow into this because, number one of the persons said, I need God to save my marriage because my marriage is in ICU. Y'all don't want to hear me right here. Glory to God. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you what the Lord said. And then the other person said, I need God to snap something in my mind, snap me back into reality. She said, I'm sowing this seed. I need to send it to you. And glory to God. She said, I need to send it to you via your post office box. That two people, two different people from two different areas, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, and the Lord began to speak to me, and the Lord began to say, not only are the believers getting ready to receive this particular supernatural blessing, he said, but the believers tonight that will hear and obey the voice of God, what you're doing is you're confusing the enemy. Because we could have been burying my aunt. We could have been preparing for the worst, but God prepared us for the best. That's all I got to say. I'm going to bring on the woman of God. But if you dare to trust God tonight, I dare you to get to our website, www.pcbministries.com, and make that seed, sow that seed. I ain't making this up. Glory to God. I'm telling you, all day long, I've been distraught. I ain't going to lie. My flesh been feeling some type of way because I was trying to understand, God, how you going to let this happen? But when I sat down and heard the voice of God, I began to hear God speak. And the Spirit of the Lord said, if you would seed, I would save the life. I don't know what you need God to save, but I'm telling you tonight, you got to trust God in this anointing, in this atmosphere, and this particular atmosphere that has been built off on Favor Factor Radio right now. You've got to trust God. You've got to trust God. You can't afford not to trust him. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't afford not to trust him. God is so amazing, and I'm so excited that he didn't leave me out from this next miracle, and he's not going to leave you out either. What are you saying right here? I done built the stage. Coming to the microphone at this particular time is none other than a woman. Glory to God. PCBMinistries.com. Amen. Just got an email. Again, www.pcbministries.com. That's the website to get to tonight. You can't afford not to do it. We're going to pray over those seeds. Apostle CP, amen. As she's praying, I'm going to ask her to pray over those life seeds that God is having you all to sow tonight. Amen. Apostle CP, the pastor. Glory to God, of New Revelations Global Ministries. Glory to God, New Revelations Global Ministries. I'm just so excited right here. I'm sorry, y'all. Out of New Orleans, Louisiana, I met this woman of God. I was on Periscope prophesying. Glory to God, I was on Periscope prophesying. That's how I met her, on Periscope prophesying, and the Lord began to tell me that he was connecting me with someone from Louisiana, from New Orleans. It was so weird at that particular time, but the way that we connected through my pastor Altron Slade, amen, one of the pastors that are under me and a part of our fellowship. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. I'm super excited for this divine connection. She's a prayer warrior. She's a prophetess. She's a preacher. Amen. She's very articulate. Amen. I absolutely love her. I heard a snippet of her testimony, but I do know that there's a word in her mouth. I need you to get ready for what God is about to do. I feel a shift. We headed to New Orleans, y'all. Do y'all hear me? We are headed in the direction, amen, to tear Satan's kingdom down. Amen. I want to thank God for her. Amen. As a matter of fact, let's thank God for all of the callers that are calling in from 504-336-678-410-404-919-985. Those who are listening live by phone and those who have dialed or who are listening via the internet, we welcome you tonight. Tonight, you won't leave Favor Factor Radio Midnight Prayer Revival the same. Amen. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Amen. Tonight, amen. Let's welcome my friend, my new sister in the Lord, Apostle CP. How are you tonight?
I am doing well, man of God. How are you?
I am bubbling over here in this good prayer room. Can I tell you that?
Amen.
I am super excited,
amen,
about what God has done today alone, better yet, all week long. And we just thank God for you. We thank God for you. I'm going to relinquish this time for you to speak and to pray over the people of God. Amen. These next 30 minutes belong to you. Amen. People of God, hear ye the word of the Lord from the servant of the Lord tonight.
Amen. God bless the people of God tonight. I just want to thank God for the opportunity to be heard amongst the airways of Favor Factor Radio. And I want to honor the man of God, Apostle Briggs, for honoring me with the opportunity. Tonight we're going to go to Genesis chapter number. It's a very familiar passage, but the Lord has dropped something in my spirit for the people of God on tonight. Now, Father, you preach, you prophesy. I yield my vessel unto you right now in the name of Jesus. Cover me and hide me, and only allow the articles of the Most High God to escape these lips of clay. And it is in Jesus' name that I do pray. Chapter number 12, beginning at verse number 1, and the word of the Lord reads as follows. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thine country and from thy kindred and from thine father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, and as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Lot went with him. I'm going to say that again for your hearing. And Lot went with him. Just for a couple of moments, I want to minister from the subject topic, no tag along. No tag along. My God. Here we find that God has given specific instructions unto the manservant. He tells Abram, he says, get thee out of your country and away from your kindred and from your father's house. But nowhere in the text you find that Lot was ever invited to go with Abram. Lord have mercy. We've got to understand that there are some people who have tagged along but were never invited to go to destiny with us. There are some people who have joined to us who are never invited to go on the journey. We've got to be mindful of who connects to us in this season, because they can potentially be damaging to our next destination. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I'm going to slow down real slow right now, because you've got to understand the place in which God is getting ready to take you. Everybody can't go because they could potentially be damaging to the destination. There are some places that you're getting ready to embark on that some people who are attached to you have not matured yet to be in that place. They have not matured yet to be on that level. They have not matured yet to take that type of responsibility. Here we find that God is speaking the articles of himself over Abram's life. He's decreeing and declaring what he has prepared once Abram follows the instruction. Listen to what verse 2 says. He says, and I will make of thee a great nation. But before I can make of you a great nation, I've got to separate you. We've been asking God, why hasn't anybody called me to minister? Everybody's saying, you're going to make my name great. You're calling me to the nations, but they won't even let me do Bible study yet. It's because you haven't learned to separate yourself. It's because you still have to run in a pack and run in a clique, and you still have to get the approval of those who are around you when God is saying, I've separated you for such a time as this. The Lord is decreeing and declaring over Abram that everything that you do after separation is going to be blessed. Now watch what happens. Watch how the enemy so cunningly comes in. Once Abram accepts the move, my God, help me here tonight. You've got to accept the move. When God speaks it, you must accept what he's saying. You can't just take it for face value. You've got to accept that it's time to get up and depart. My God, some of us have been in relationships far too long. Some of us have been in covenant far too long. Some of us have been in associations far too long, and God has spoken, it's time to get up and move. But because you're going to lose, or you feel you're going to lack, or you've gotten too complacent, or you've gotten too familiar, you have not accepted the move. You ought to ask yourself tonight while you're on Favor Factor Radio, can I accept being by myself? Can I accept walking alone? Can I do this thing without having the opinion of anybody? Can I accept God moving me to a place where nobody else can go but me right now? Lord, have mercy. I feel my help coming on tonight. There is something that is happening in this scripture. We find that because God has spoken to Abram, Lot feels as though he can inherit what's been spoken to Abram. Oh, my God. Slow down, CP. Maybe the people missed it. There are some things that God spoke to you, but it's not necessary that your cousin go inherit what he spoke to you, because your cousin didn't labor the way you labored. Your cousin didn't cry the way you cried. Your cousin didn't go through what you went through. I'm trying to tell you that just because God is about to bring you to a place of blessing, a place of overflow and fulfillment, everybody don't qualify for what you're getting ready to walk in. Lord have mercy, I wish I had a line on this tonight. You got to understand that now that Lot hears, okay, let me help you here. Lot finds out about the condition of Abram because he's eavesdropping. Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Lot was never in on the conversation. Lot was not invited into the chambers when God spoke to Abram. He's somewhere lurking. Jesus, help me here tonight. He is lurking somewhere, trying to get the fine details of what God is speaking to Abram. And can I tell you, there is somebody that's right around you trying to lurk just to hear the fine details of what God is speaking to your spirit. You out here talking about favor and overflow and increase, and they're tuning their ear unto your prophecy. They so busy trying to see what apostle is saying to you, they're about to fall over the pew. Lord have mercy, Jesus. They want in on it so bad, they tuned out everything else to hear what the word of the Lord is concerning your life. Can I talk to you? We've got some locks in our lives that we got to let go. I wish I could get four or five people on this line to say, no, tag along. pantalones. I know you might wake up somebody in your house, but you've got to understand that this is the season that everybody cannot accompany you. Lord have mercy, Jesus. You can be associated, but you cannot accompany. Y'all, my help me, Jesus. Did you hear me? You can associate with me, but you cannot accompany me. Oh, my God, because you just don't fit in the company in which God is taking me to. My God, help me here. So here we find out that God is releasing blessings. He said, and I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Now watch this. He says, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now this is when Lot got it in his spirit, when he said all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. Well, Lot decides, well, let my family be first. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lot says, let my family be first. I overheard the word. I wasn't invited, but I'm just going through. Jesus, how is it that somebody who was not invited, who eavesdropped, who overheard a word, just going intrude and want to be first? Okay, you're going to catch that tomorrow morning when you wake up. You intruded on the word of God for my life, and then you want me to bring you along so that you can partake of what God is getting ready to do for me. Okay, CP, pause. We're going to let that Selah on the people. There are people who understand where you're going, and because they see what God is getting ready to do, they want to be first partakers of your fruit. Oh, Jesus. I'm only here long enough to see your branches bear fruit. I'm only here long enough to see what you're going to produce. Ah, Lord have mercy. Help me tonight. Then some people are only there long enough to see if you're going to fail. You ain't got to help me tonight. I'm going to help myself. And I'm probably sure Apostle's on the other end screaming. Because there are some folks that are only going to take the ride just to see if you're going to fail. They only going to take the ride just to see if you're going to fall. They only going to take the ride just to see if you're going to mess up and forfeit the blessings of God. But I come to tell you on tonight that God has something set aside for you that is getting ready to blow your very mind. So God dropped two things in my spirit, and I want to make sure that I make sure that I get them to the people. Listen. On the first thing he gave me, he says to tell the people, when God calls for you, it's just you. Oh, my God, I'm going to let that sit. When God calls for you, it's just you. Okay, let's go back. Now, the Lord had said unto Abram, I love to let stuff just sit on people. Now, the Lord had said unto Abram. He's not speaking to the family. He's not speaking to his wife. He's not speaking to his children. He's speaking to Abram. God says, when I send for you, I want you and yours. Oh my God! I wish I had somebody on the phone that understands that sometimes there are people that will attach themselves to your blessing and don't understand that God never sent for them for that season. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Because you were my ride or die last season, it don't mean you're supposed to go with me this season. Because we walked hand in hand last season, it does not mean you're supposed to partake this season. And the Lord said unto Abram, this is what he said. He said, get thee out, separate, go, cut ties. Oh, Lord, that was for somebody. That's prophetic. Separate, go, get thee out, cut ties. Apostle, why haven't things been coming together for me? Cut ties. Why I can't get a breakthrough? Cut ties. Why I can't seem to get ahead? Cut ties. Why is everybody coming up against me in this season? Cut ties. This is your season of solitude. Lord have mercy. How can you be silent when everybody's around you? Okay. I want to be obedient. The second thing that God gave me, he said, tell the people who you help can potentially hinder you. Oh, my God. That was sweet right there. who you help can potentially come back and hinder you. Mm-hmm. My God. We got to understand that sometimes we get in God's way by extending our help. Sometimes we move prematurely because we've extended our help. I wanted this that way, and now you suffer for getting in God's way. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You are taking hits and unnecessary blows, and you're in unnecessary warfare because you decided to bail somebody out, because you decided to send a life jacket, because, oh, my God, because you decided to send a rope. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Listen to what happened. My God, thank you, Jesus. Jonah, thank you, Lord God. Jonah enters onto the boat by paying his fare. He pays his fare, and the seamen on the boat don't ask Jonah any questions because he was able to pay the fare. Okay, nobody did a background on Jonah. Nobody wanted to know, what's your name? Where are you from? Until the seas began to rage, nobody was bothered that there was a stranger on the boat. Until the boat began to rock. Now we've got a problem. We're casting lots to find out who has brought this wrath of God unto the boat. Now we're discussing it one another. Did you offend your God? Did you offend your God? And somebody says, wait a minute. What about the man who paid a fare to get on the boat? There are people that are coming in connection to you, that are introducing, oh, my God, chaos to a calm situation. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. We find that later on in the story that God has so blessed Abram, and Abram has blessed Lot, that they're running out of room. So whom you potentially bless can turn around and hinder you. The person that you bail out can turn around and introduce chaos into a quiet and still place. You've got to make sure this is the season of no tag alone. You've got to, oh, my God, analyze everything and everybody. This is the season. You've got to find out, why are you connected to me? What is it about me that you're connecting to? Who referred you to me? Lord, I'm helping some leaders tonight. Who sent you to my ministry? What is your agenda? And can I get a resume from the last place you came from? Because I can't afford any tag-along in this season. I just hope that this word blessed you how it blessed me. Just remember, if you don't remember anything else, Lot was never invited. He just tagged along on a word God gave Abram. My God, my God, my God. Be careful of your tag-along. Glory to God. That is the word I have for tonight, so we are getting ready to go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these, your people, on tonight, Father. Father, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would begin to meet every need, oh God. Father, we ask that you would supersede the things that they are beseeching you for on tonight, oh God. Father, we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver on tonight, oh God. Father, do the things that they don't even think it is possible, oh God, for you are the God of the impossible. Now, Father, we come in this hour, the third watch, God. We come against every principality, every spirit of wickedness, every foul, demonic spirit that would try to hinder, hurt, and harm thy people, God. Father, we come rooting up and plucking out, tearing down, and demolishing every plan, every plot, and every trap of the enemy, oh God. We sever every satanic power, God, powerless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we call everything null and void that the enemy has set against your people on tonight, God. We ask that you would cover, God, our neighborhoods, our cities, our states, and even our nation on tonight, God. We decree and declare Psalms verse 91, oh God, that he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we thank you, God, that we're up tonight. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come, God, beseeching you on tonight, God, that you would move by your power, God, move by your anointing, oh God, and move by your spirit, oh God. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would show up in every area of thy people's life, oh God. Father, for some are on the line for one thing and some are on the line for another, but thou art the God of everything, for thou art Alpha and Omega. God, you're the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last, Father, for you're the everlasting and everlasting God. We thank you right now, God, that you said, oh God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you lift up a standard, oh God. So we thank you right now, God, for protection, God. We thank you for the hedge of protecting angels that you place round and about us, God. Father, we thank you for the blood on tonight, God. We pray for those, God, who are suffering from any ailment on tonight, God. And we speak divine healing, God, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, oh God. We speak right now in the name of Jesus, God, that your healing virtue would flow upon the land, oh God. We thank you right now, God, for those, oh God, who are incarcerated. For you said, God, at the 12 o'clock hour, when Paul and Silas began to sing and pray, that the jail bars became open, God. So I pray right now, God, those that are wrongfully incarcerated, God, you loose them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Some mother has been praying for her child. Some mother has been praying for her husband. Some mother has been praying for a son. Some mother has been praying for a daughter. And Father, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you would move expeditiously tonight. Oh, God, we thank you now. Father, we thank you now, God, that you're moving, God, from every bondage, God. Father, you said in the name of Jesus, God, that you would loose your children from all bondage on tonight. And Father, as you free the children of Israel from Egypt, God, we pray that you would free your children on tonight, God. We thank you now in the name of Jesus, God, that every chain is being broken, God. Every addiction is being broken, oh, God. Every sin right now, God, that so easily besets your people, oh, God. Oh, Father, right now, God, you are breaking yokes, God. Father, you say it is the anointing that destroys the yoke, God. And we thank you for the anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, for you said in your word that the anointing, God, flows from the head, oh, God, and it goes down, God. So we pray now, God, that your anointing will flow upon your people, God. For thou art omnipresent. You are the God everywhere, all at the same time. Father, we speak against every wicked and foul spirit, God. Oh, God, we curse every soothsayer, every crystal ball reader, every palm reader, every psychic, God. Yeah, God, we thank you right now, God, that you're giving us discernment on tonight, God. Cause us to discern those, God, who even walk, God, oh, God, in the call of the prophet. In the call of the prophet, God, sharpen your people's ears, God, and let their discernment be clean in this spirit, in this time, oh, God. We pray now, God, that every angelic host, oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, is ascending and descending with everything that your people need, oh, God. Invade the earth, oh, God, with the angel from on high. Invade the earth, oh, God. We thank you now, God, that you're moving, God, by your power, God. We call forth right now, God, Michael the archangel to stand at the door of every situation, Father. Father, for you said this battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. So we decree and declare, God, that we take our hands off it, Father, and we're going to watch you work. Now, Father, we thank you now, even in the midst of our storm, in the midst of our sea, we can say, peace be still. We call everything in subjection to the anointing, God. We don't struggle. We don't fight, God. We speak to the situation, and we look for the outcome. We speak to the situation, and we expect the result. We speak to the situation, and we command the blessing. God, we thank you right now. I speak to every marriage right now, God, and I speak right now, God, that you will go in like never before and heal the heart of the husband and heal the heart of the wife, God, and bring marriages back together, Father, that they may stand, God, in righteousness before you, God, rearing their children in the fear of God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for those who are waiting. I pray, God, that you would send a spirit, God, a spirit of peace that would allow them to hold themselves until the appointed time. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God, because you're doing it. Father, I come against every soul tie. I come against every soul tie, God, every old relationship, God, every old love affair, God, every old relationship that was never buried that comes back to haunt relationship, God, and I speak them sober tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do, God. God. We thank you for preparation, oh God. For God, right now, you say you're in the season of preparing us for the great release, oh God. Now we stand, God, ready, God, with clean hearts, God, and clean hands, God, preparing for the great release, God. You said that this year, God, will be catastrophic. You said it will be catastrophic, God. So we're looking for a catastrophic release of breakthrough, a catastrophic release of blessing. Father, we're looking for your dunamis power to reign upon the earth. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for these, your people, during this election. Father, open your people's ears, their minds, and their hearts so that you will be able to speak to them, Father. But, Father, most of all, oh God, give us wisdom. Give us wisdom in this season. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every ministry that's represented on this line on tonight, God, and we ask that you would bless, God, and we ask that you would keep, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would stir up gifts unknown, Father. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will cause ministries never to experience another day of lack, oh God. Father, we pray for leaders all over the land, Father. We pray against the spirit of suicide when it comes to leaders, God. We bind the spirit of suicide when it comes to leadership, oh God. We bind the spirit of being stressed and overwhelmed, oh God. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that the congregation will begin to lift up their leaders. We call forth the Aarons and the Hurs in the ministry to take your leaders' arms and hold them up as they continue the journey. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do. We honor you for what you're getting ready to do, and we adore you. Now, Father, right now, we just give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, we take this time to Shabbat you. This is our time to say thank you. What are we thanking you for? We're thanking you because it's already done. We're thanking you because we've already seen the manifestation. We're thanking you because you've already given us the outcome. Father, you said that you see the end from the beginning, Father, and we thank you now, God, that the end is already worked out. You said, God, that the latter rain will be greater. Father, we thank you for the latter rain. We thank you for the latter rain, and we thank you, God, for those that you sent in this season, God, to help us through, God, to sustain us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we even thank you now, God, for being able to identify our tag along. Oh my God. We thank you for being able to identify our tag alongs. I'm going to say that again. We thank you for being able to identify our tag alongs, God, so we may sever the ties, that you may get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, that you may bless us abundantly, Father, that our storehouses may forever be blessed, Father. And Father, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you don't do it for us for form or fashion, but do it that we may be a blessing unto the kingdom. Now, God, we pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you would move, God, you would move, God, and that you would establish and expand, God, the borders and the tents of apostle on tonight, Father. Stretch him like never before. Stretch his fellowship like never before. Stretch those that are connected to him like never before. Supersede every thing the ministry needs in this season, Father, for everything he's done, Father, at 12 o'clock midnight, these 5 days, God, you turn around and you do it for him. Thank you for the release, God. We thank you for the release, God. We position ourselves to receive tonight. We position ourselves to receive tonight, not only in the natural, God, but in the supernatural, God. Father, we posture ourselves to receive, oh God. We condition our minds to receive, oh God. We close down every doubtful spirit that's on the line tonight, oh God, and we speak, God. We speak, God, let this mind be in them that is also in Christ Jesus. Father, touch every double-minded person, every person that's wavering tonight, every person that's in the battle, that's in the struggle. And Father, we thank you for the praise report. And Father, we know that it can only get better. We thank you for signs, miracles, and wonders. You say those that believe, that miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them. Now, Father, we speak to the seed, every seed that's sown into this ministry. I command you to multiply every seed alone in this ministry. I command you to multiply. The apostolic anointing speaks to your seed as you hesitate at your home, as you ponder at your home, as you question yourself at your home. I don't have enough to do this, and can I afford to do that? I tell you, loose the seed and wait on the multiplication. Loose the seed and wait on the multiplication. Loose the seed and wait on the multiplication. I decree and declare that God is not a God of addition. He's not a God of division. He's not a God of fractions. He will not give you a fraction of a thing, but he shall multiply. Oh, my God. He said he saw Abram, and I will multiply you as the sand upon the seashore. God is getting ready to multiply your seed like never before. Oh, my God. If you read Genesis, in Genesis, it says, and Isaac sowed when there was a famine. Oh, God. I wish I had some seed sowers on this line tonight. And Isaac sowed in a famine. And in a famine, he received a hundredfold. How can you sow when you dried out? How can you sow when you broke? How can you sow when there's not enough? And God turn around and bless you like that. I wish I had about 20 people on this line to trust God with your last. I didn't come to pimp you. I didn't come to prostitute you. I came to tell you, when you put the seed in the man of God's ministry, God is going to multiply it. And I'm an apostolic woman. I'm going to tell you, in 7 days, God is getting ready to multiply it. God is getting ready to touch your seed. God is turning over your soil. Every foul ground, I speak to you now and tell you, loose the seed. Seed, come up. Seed, come up. Seed, come up in the mighty name of Jesus. Break forth out the ground. Break. I don't care if you put a seed in the ground 2 years ago. Tonight is coming up. Multiply the seed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We honor you. And we adore you. For every seed sower tonight, I speak to your spirit, man. I bypass your flesh. And I speak into your ear gate. While the enemy is trying to play with your thought pattern, loose the seed. Loose it in Jesus' name. Loose it and watch the multiplication. Loose it and watch the praise report. Loose it in Jesus' name. God is getting ready to work on your seed. My God, my God. May the peace of the Lord be with you guys. I hope that the word blessed you, and I hope that I fulfilled the assignment of the man of God on tonight. God bless you.
My God, listen, I am tore up. Everything that you begin to talk about, everything that you begin to say, my mind just goes back to earlier. Even as you were praying and you were talking about the seed, I think a lot of time, and I feel so emotional right now, but I thank God for you, because a lot of time I feel like people need to hear it through the mouth of somebody else. And you and I have not talked, but during your prayer, you prayed the same thing I've been praying, the same thing I've been praying. I believe God, Apostle CP, I believe God. Everything that you prayed tonight, let me reverse it on you. I decree and I declare that, woman of God, you shall expand into borders. You shall break beyond barriers. You shall go beyond places that people have said would only be your limitation. Good God from Zion, I believe tonight, this morning, this early morning, that during this midnight hour, God is not only turning things around for you, but there is a shift that is about to take place. The building that you so desire, you shall receive. The boutique, you shall receive. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do believe that God has a business. I said it, I prophesied it to you before, and I'll say it to you again. I can't even follow you because my page is so full. I don't get on your periscopes like that, because I just believe in what God is about to do, and I believe in letting the prophetic be real and authentic. But the Spirit of the Lord told me that the building will be able to house the full vision. And many people have counted you out. Seed is coming in now. Many people have counted you out. Many people did not think you would even make it this far. But honey, when I tell you there has been a transformation from the inside out, from the natural to the spiritual. And God said in these last hours that people will marvel at your transformation. I'm telling you, doors, gates, and windows
are about to open for you. You better get ready, because the places that God is getting ready to take you to and the places that God is getting ready to allow you to fly to, I'm telling you, your schedule is getting ready to get busy. You ain't going to have time for anything. Oh, my God, I see you setting up tables at conferences, selling products. God, my soul, hallelujah, your outreach ministry is expanding. It's getting bigger, and the Spirit of the Lord said that this is
Jesus.
Now the time. This is now the time. Listen.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God's going to break you away from tag-alongs. Absolutely. As you were preaching it to us, I saw God stripping people from around you. I saw the Lord bringing new people. I saw God putting people in position. And if the people don't get in position, God said, I will ship them out, because there is a remnant that I must bring to her that will push her to the next dimension, the next place that she's supposed to be in. I decree and I declare prophetically, listen, people of God, if you're on the line, do not hang up. We're going off the air in about 90 seconds, but if you stay on the line, you will not miss the overflow. The Lord began to say, to tell the apostle, he said, begin to tell her, he said, that I am now, I'm getting ready to allow people to drive her. You're getting ready to have the best of the best. You're going to have a driver. You're going to have personal chefs. When I tell you that the Lord is literally raising you up, the Lord said, get ready to move. I see a new place. I see new keys. Get ready to fall in your hands. God said to tell her that I'm prepared her for what he's about to do in the spirit. He's getting ready to do it in the natural, in your life. Many people are so intimidated by people who receive the blessings of God. Well, let me tell you something. God is removing intimidators from around you. I just heard the Lord say that. I'm removing intimidators from around you. He said, I have to remove them because they're trying to intimidate and trying to clone who you are. But the Spirit of the Lord says tonight, they will not be able to clone you because they have not been through what you've been through. And so God says to tell the woman of God, I'm now raising her in this midnight hour. I'm raising her to the next dimension. I'm raising her to the next place in God. I'm raising her to this next place that I shall call blessed, this place of Bethel. Come on, here. He said, you've worshiped there, and I'm going to bless you there. I feel like running right here. He said, you've worshiped there, and I'm going to bless you there. You worship through the pain. You worship through the talk. You worship through the accusations. You worship through what everyone said that you couldn't and would not do. But God said tonight, the prophet pours back into you to let you know you're going to make it from here. Good God from Zion. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank God tonight. I'm telling you, I thank God. Thank God. Those persons who are sowing, amen. We're praying over your seed right now, www.pcbministries.com. Apostle, if you're not following Apostle CP, go and follow her on Periscope, please. On Facebook, she is under New Revelations Prophetic Ministries. Follow her. Request a friendship while you can, because it's getting ready to get maxed out. I saw that happen. The Lord's getting ready to cause it to get maxed out. Follow her while you can. Know her where she is right now, because after a while you're gonna be saying, I remember when she was on Prophet Briggs' Favorite Factor Radio, and now she's all over the nation. She's all over the place. God is opening up doors. When I tell you, I know that, because tonight the lines are full, and I'm telling you that hundreds of people are listening to you, have listened to you tonight. I decree and declare that after this call, that people will begin to call you. They want to know, how do we get her? How do we get this anointing to our ministry? And I decree and declare that an outbreak is about to happen. The Lord has shifted me to New Orleans. I will be coming to New Orleans. He said it.
That's
he
that.
Said it back in the
That's
summer.
That.
Amen. But I'm telling you, the Lord is pulling me to that area. Amen. He's pulling me to that area. Deliverance. There's a deliverance move that is going to take place, in that I'm telling you, it's going to take place. And God's going to use yourself and myself to cause this thing to happen. I feel a revival. I feel a crusade movement.
Yes,
it's getting ready to happen in New Orleans. Oh, I'm excited. You have ignited my spirit. You have ignited my spirit, and I am super excited. I decree and declare that for everyone that follows you correctly will receive the mantle.
I'm trying to leave you alone, but he keeps speaking to me concerning you, concerning your ministry, and I literally see God overturning things for you. He's making it happen. He's making it happen. God bless you. God bless you. I want to call these persons out that are sowing. I want to call out Barbara Harrison. God bless you. We're praying over your seed in Jesus' name. God bless you, Mr. Murphy. We're praying over your seed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. God bless you, Mr. Williams. We're praying over your seed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We believe, God, the same thing that God did for me concerning my aunt. That blessed my life today. In less than 4 hours, he turned it around. In less than 4 hours. The woman of God has already said 7 days.
Apostle, give us that where we can sow one more time. Because
it is,
I have to my daughter sitting in my office with me, we're getting ready to sow.
Yes, ma'am. It's www.pcbministries.com. pcbministries.com. Glory to God. Hallelujah. PCBministries.com. I believe tonight, let me prophesy to Barbara Harrison, if you're on here. The Spirit of the Lord says to tell you tonight that not only is change happening, not only is change happening, but the Spirit of the Lord says to tell you tonight that I am headed to your direction. I'm headed to your direction. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you come from, but I hear some avenue that you live on, and the Lord said, I'm moving you from the avenue because I'm getting ready to place you in a lot. That's what I hear. Woo, Jesus. He says, I'm moving you from the avenue because I'm getting ready to place you in a lot. And so the Lord, oh, Rebbe Kandia Shadabahaya, in the Redian Shitelaman Koshi, in the name of Jesus. God said, this seed tonight was a seed of movement for you. And we decree and declare that from this night forward, that movement would have started, that you are in operation. Let me tell y'all something. There are people on this line right now. I know that we are off the air, but those of you who are on here, you're getting the overflow. There are people on this line who are waiting in transition. You're waiting in transition. When you wait in transition, oh, God, I hear the Holy Ghost right now. When you wait in transition, that means that you are just simply waiting for God to move you. And God said to tell the people of God that the transition has begun. Now it is time to move. The transition has begun. It is time to move. Amen. The transition has begun. Now it is time to move. Now it is time to move. I thank God. Apostle, let me tell you how you have blessed my life tonight. I don't know what else to say. You blessed my life tonight. You have blessed my life. You have blessed my life. And I'm telling you, New Orleans is getting ready to shake. New Orleans is getting ready to shake. There's about to be a shaking going on in that city. I'm telling you the truth. There's a bigger vision. I just see your vision. Your vision is so big. Your vision is so big. God is getting ready to send people with the same spiritual eyes that you have so that they can see the full vision. People see the vision, but they don't see the full vision. My prayer is that people will see the full vision so that there is no more delay. The Lord said you cannot afford any more delay. Your delays are over. Your delays are over. I promise you, there is no more delays. There's no more delays. Glory to God. It's almost like going to the airport, getting on the plane, amen, and you have a layover. God said no more layovers. No more layovers and no more tag-alongs and no more delays. It's straight runway from here. You get ready to take off, said the Spirit of the Living God.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
And every demonic demon, every witch, every warlock, every negative word curse that's been spoken over your life, that's been, and anybody on here that believes this, that wants to receive it, receive it. Every negative word curse that's been spoken over your life, that's been causing hold ups, I decree and declare now that God is breaking the back of the enemy, snapping the enemy's neck, and the enemy will spit you out. Glory to God, because he cannot digest you. Glory! He's been trying to consume. He's been trying to swallow you up. But the Spirit of the Living God said that the enemy is ready to spit you out because he cannot digest you.
Glory to
Rabakashanda. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Listen, we got to get out of here. I got to go. Listen, people of God, if you believe God, if you believe God, if you believe God, only if you believe him, do what the woman of God said tonight and watch God do it. She said within seven days, which means that God can do it any time in between. Woo! God, my soul. Hallelujah. God can do it any time in between. God can do it any time in between. It's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen. I love all of you tonight. Join us back as we close. This has been a wonderful week. As we close the midnight prayer revival, as we close it, join us back here on tomorrow night at midnight one more time. Tomorrow night at midnight one more time. Amen. If you're going to be in the city of Greensboro next Wednesday, join me for a prophetic move, prophetic power surge Wednesday, next Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m., 2112 West Meadowview Road in the city of Greensboro, North Carolina. You don't want to miss it. There's a word for your life, a prophetic word for your life. Apostle CP, thank you so much again for joining us. If you would just hold the line for me, I'll be back on the line to chat with you in just a minute, okay?
Yes.
God bless you, people of God. I pray that all of you have a wonderful night. We'll see you again. Or we'll not see you, but I'll see you in queue again on tomorrow night at midnight. Again, if you're sewing, www.pcbministries.com. 7 days, less than 7 days, within 7 days, it's going to happen for you. God bless you and have a wonderful night. Apostle, thank you so much. Lord, have mercy. You blessed us tonight.
I promise you, I take it not lightly. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
God knows. Listen, I need to delete somebody so that I can befriend you on Facebook. I'm going to delete somebody because I don't know them people anyway. But
look,
I want to make sure.
How you find out how many people you have. That's how much I'm. I have no idea when you get full. I haven't quite made it there yet, but I receive it. I'm on my way.
Yes, you are. I'm telling you, my people were going in. My team has a separate chat on Facebook, and when I tell you, they were literally going in. They tell me we got to get her in Greensboro, and we do. You got to come to Greensboro.
You know, as soon as Pastor goes live with you, I'm on it. So you know, we're gonna have to make sure you touch down. But you know what? Warfare'll be a good time. I give a conference every year. I give a warfare conference every year, and that'll be a real good time for Papa to come down here and bless the people doing my warfare conference. Warfare is, open my calendar, it's always the last week of October. Let me grab my calendar. And actually, God just set that thing up.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so warfare this year is October. I'll open with a pepper on it. Is a Thursday good for you? Can you do a Thursday?
Yes, I can do a Thursday.
Can you pencil me in for October the 27th?
October 27th. That's the day before Pastor Slade's birthday. He going to flip out to be in New Orleans.
Oh, good. He gets the armor bearer of the man of God.
Yes.
Tell me, awesome.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Tell me, where did we send the communication?
Yes, to pcbministries@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, got it. We're going to send out everything, find out your honorarium, and have everything done. We'll probably by August, your plane tickets, everything, accommodations, you'll have everything by August.
Yes, ma'am.
If we need to do a a deposit on your honorarium, then we'll do whatever your ministry requires, then we'll do that.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But definitely you are here October the 27th.
Okay. Sounds great. Sounds
so
great.
We're possibly going to bring you in that Wednesday, kind of let you just relax and, you know, maybe do a little sightseeing. And then,
okay.
You know, of course, have you out by that Friday if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
If I decide to stay longer, I'll pay for it. Because that's Pastor Slaves. We may stay until after your conference is over, just because.
Ooh, glory.
Yes,
glory.
Probably will do that.
Over that Monday on Halloween night. That's how we do Halloween.
Love it.
And I tell you, is it on my Facebook last year? Yeah. If you'll scroll down to our Facebook and look in October, you'll see that we literally fatigue the whole church. It's something serious. We take it so seriously. So it's my one conference I do a year. I don't do a lot of, you know, people have conferences every 2 weeks now. So we don't do that. I take this one that God has blessed me with, and I take it so seriously. And I just honor God that you would come and just release the word. I always have a theme, but you are not set to anything. You just come and let God have his way.
Okay.
So the theme is just kind of for us, because every year we go from glory to glory. So the theme is for us. But if he tell you come in here with a rifle on your back, you come on in here. Just don't have it loaded.
Yes, ma'am. Because
I'm like, Madea, I got a little peacemaker of my own.
I know that's right.
I'm so excited, and I want to say it again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much of thinking of me. Thank you so much for trusting me. Because of course, that's big to be on a blog radio. That's a big thing.
Yes, it is. I've been doing it. This is our 2-year anniversary. I've been doing it for 2 years now, and I've had some great people to come through here, and I'm just excited. It's a wonderful tool. I'm going to send you, what is your email address? I'm going to send you the information for that.
Okay, you can send it to church's email, sweetie. Did you change it? How about to send it to Pastor?
Okay.
Pastor CP.
Okay.
0919@gmail.com.
Got it. I will send you the information tomorrow, and I'll look for your email, and I'll forward it. My secretary will get it when the email comes for me to come there, and she'll be in contact with you. We're excited.
All right, then. You have my personal number. Lock me in.
I'm going to lock it in right now. I'm going to text your phone so that you can have mine.
Okay, no problem, Apostle. Speak with you soon, and I'm going to get that information out to you tomorrow.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So that, let me tell you something. That prophetic word, you were just so in New Rev business. You know how the old mothers take their laps off and hit you when you're preaching good?
Yes.
That's what I want to do. I just want to grab a laps off and just swing at you.
That is so funny.
So it was an honor. It was an honor. We're going to talk soon. This won't be the last time. I'll touch base with you just to make sure that your camp, to make sure your camp got everything from my people, because I believe if I say it's going to be there tomorrow, it needs to be there tomorrow. Because I'm a pre-planner. I don't wait till the last minute to pay for nothing. I don't even wait till the last minute to pay the men and women of God. So whatever we need to do to get you here and get you comfortable, that's what we're going to do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right, Apostle. Thank you so much. Love you.
All right. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.